We're just a few weeks away from the beginning of a new legislative session in Vermont, and this month, VPR is previewing some of the big policy debates coming up in 2018. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld recently caught up with Colchester Representative Pat Brennan, the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation. Brennan says he'll be pushing for a significant change to the state's seatbelt law, among other traffic safety issues.
Pat Brennan is a somewhat unlikely advocate for strengthening Vermont's seatbelt law.
Personally, I wasn't until recently a real staunch user of seatbelts.
Brennan was also, until recently, an opponent of efforts to make the state's seatbelt laws more stringent. Under current law, police can give you a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, but they can't pull you over just because you're not wearing one. It's what's known as a, quote, secondary offense, and it means cops have to have a separate reason to initiate a roadside stop. For years, Brennan, a Republican, has resisted efforts to make seatbelt violations a, quote, primary offense. Then came a spate of deadly crashes earlier this summer.
You just see so many things going wrong on the highways, and, you know, your attitude changes, and I think it's time.
Brennan says he plans to introduce a bill in January that would make seatbelt violations a primary offense, meaning law enforcement officers could pull people over solely for failing to wear the safety devices.
I think it remains to be seen if that just remains a discussion or there's actually some willingness to take action.
But there's reason to think the legislation might have momentum next year. Back in August, after 8 highway fatalities in the span of a week, Republican Governor Phil Scott said he was rethinking his past opposition to primary seatbelt legislation. At that point in the year, more than half of highway traffic deaths involved victims who weren't wearing their seatbelts. Democratic Senator Dick Mazza, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Transportation, has also said that he's willing to reconsider a primary seatbelt enforcement bill. Brennan says the House Transportation Committee will spend much of the 2018 session debating another highway safety issue, and that's impairment levels for cannabis and other drugs.
How do we address highway safety when and if marijuana becomes legal in Vermont? And how do we ensure that the traveling public is protected as they are with a DUI?
Brennan says existing roadside saliva tests don't do a particularly good job at determining marijuana intoxication levels, but he says the state needs to have some kind of impairment threshold written into state law and also a means to test whether drivers have exceeded that threshold. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.